我们先看几处的圣经。
Let's turn to a few passages.
我们先看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们从28节读到30节。
We will read from verse 28 to verse 30.
罗马书第八章第28节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those who justified, He also glorified.
我们再翻开希伯来书第八章。
Let's then turn to Hebrews chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5.
希伯来书第八章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5.
他们供奉的事本是天上事的形状和影像。正如摩西将要在帐幕的时候蒙神警戒他说，你要谨慎，做各样的物件都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
我们注意到天上事的形状。
We pay attention to the copy and the shadow in the heaven.
以后就接着希伯来书的作者就说，正如摩西要造帐幕的时候蒙神警戒他。
Later on, through the author of Hebrew, he said that Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle.
他说你要谨慎，做各样的物件都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
And said that see to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
在这里有天上事的形状。
Here there is a pattern that was on the mountain.
这里在山上有指示摩西所要做的样式。
And in the mountain there was something shown to Moses.
以后我们再看第九章第二十三节。
Then we look at chapter 9, verse 23.
希伯来书第九章二十三节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse
23. 这里说，照着天上的样式做的物件，必须用这些祭物去洁净。但那天上的本物，自然当用更美的祭物去洁净。
It said, it was necessary then for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these sacrifices. But the heavenly things themselves were better sacrifices than these.
我们注意天上的样式。
Let's pay attention to the pattern on the mountain.
这里天上的样式给第八章第五节说，天上事的形状是一个字。
Here said the copies of the heavenly things is the same words that being used in chapter 8 verse 5.
我想我们不更深的进入这一个真理。
I don't think we're going to pursue into detail about this truth.
在今天早上在这里所注意的就是形状和样式。
Today we're just going to pay attention on the copy and the shadow.
现在我们在翻回约翰福音第十三章。
Now let's turn back to John chapter 13.
我想这是今天所要注意到的。
And this is something we want to pay attention to.
但是为着时间的缘故我就挑几节来读。
But for the sake of time, I'm just going to only pick a few verses to read it to you.
因为这一章实在是很丰富。
Because this is a very, very good chapter.
没有办法在短短的时间讲完。
I cannot finish talking about it in just a short time.
所以我挑几节读，以后你们仍然的要打开约翰福音第十三章。
So I'm just going to pick a few verses, but you keep your hands on chapter 13 of John.
我们先看第十五节。
Let's first look at verse 15.
第十三章，约翰福音十三章十五节。
John chapter 13, verse 15.
他说：“我给你们做了榜样。”
He said, "I have set an example for you."
叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
That you should do as I have done for you.
十七节。
Verse 17.
你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you are to do them.
这里有两个字，榜样这两个字。
There's two words of the example.
这个榜样跟希伯来书第八章第五节的形状是一个字。
And this word example is the same word that was used in Hebrews at the copy.
但是中文的翻译叫我们更清楚的在实际的生活上能够了解。
But the Chinese translation gives us an even clearer understanding.
所以他就用榜样这两个字。
So in Chinese they use the examples.
其实写一个榜样正是天上的形状。
This example is really the copy in heaven.
这一个榜样也是天上的样式。
And also the shadow that was in heaven.
这就是主耶稣为门徒洗脚。
And this is our Lord Jesus was washing the feet of our disciples.
这是耶稣基督给我们立的榜样。
And this is the example being set for us by Jesus.
这是神给我们服侍他、侍奉他的榜样。
This is an example that was set for us that when we serve him.
这也是天上的榜样。
This is also the example from heaven.
这真正是天上的真体。
It's really the real copy from heaven.
希伯来书第八章第五节跟第九章二十三节是在旧约的时候讲到哪一个天上的形状。
In Hebrews chapter 8 and 9, it is describing that the copy that was from heaven.
但是我们的主耶稣给他的门徒，给了门徒写一个榜样。
But our Lord Jesus gave his disciples this example.
写一个榜样。才是一个真实的榜样。
And this example is a true example.
现在我们再看三十四节、三十五节。
Now let's look at verse 34 and 35.
就是约翰福音第十三章三十四、三十五。
That's John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35.
他说：“我赐给你们一条新命令。”
He said, "A new commandment I give you."
乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
Love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
As I have loved you, so you must love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心。
If you love one another,
众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
But this all men will know that you are my disciples.
可能我没有办法很仔细的说。
Maybe I cannot speak about it in detail.
但是我先说一下，免得等一下漏掉了。
But I want to just touch on it briefly, so that I don't forget.
就是约翰福音有两件事情，很清楚的让我们记得。
There are two things that we want us to remember in the book of John.
一个，我们的主耶稣为我们给我们一个榜样。
The first, Jesus gives us an example.
他说：“你们若是去行，就有福了。”
He said, "If you go do it, then you'll be blessed."
第二件事情，他给我们一个新的命令。
And the second thing, he gives us a new commandment.
一个榜样, 一个命令,
an example and a command.
他说我赐给你们一条新的命令,
he said, I give you a new command.
乃是叫你们彼此相爱,
that you love one another.
我怎样爱你们,
how I have loved you.
你们也要怎样彼此相爱,
so you must love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心,
if you have a heart to love one another,
众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了,
and all these men will know that you are my disciples.
我想很容易记得,
it's very simple, easy to
remember. 一个榜样, 一个新的命令,
an example and then a command.
现在让我,
now let me just say a few sentences.
今天本来是分享的,
today, originally it was a sharing meeting.
因为同工们的复托就要我今天在这里有一个信息,
but a co-worker said that I need to have a message here.
因为明天晚上7点半我们开始有侍奉追求的聚会,
because starting tomorrow at 7:30 we have a meeting to pursue further for God.
以后, 礼拜二早上8点半就开始一直到下午傍晚, 有整天的我们侍奉追求的聚会,
and then on Tuesday starting at 8:30 in the morning until late afternoon we have a whole day meeting.
我们乃是要一起的读三上之要,
and we are to read this book, The Key to the Ascent.
但是他们要我做一个开头,
but they want me to have an introduction.
这一个开头并不跟哪一本书有直接的关系,
but this beginning had, is not directly related to the book.
是有人问我说你是不是要讲哪一本书,
so people ask me, do you want to talk about that book?
我说我不讲哪一本书,
and I said, I don't want to speak about that book.
你们明天晚上和礼拜二来的时候就知道, 很多的弟兄姊妹一起讲这一本书,
if you come tomorrow evening and on Tuesday, then you'll find out that many brothers and sisters will speak about the book.
但是当我翻开这一本的书第一章开头的时候,
but as I turn to this book on the first chapter,
他就读的经文就是出埃及第24章,
and it started out with Exodus chapter 24.
下面就是希伯来书第8章第5节,
and then continue on with Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5.
就是刚刚我们所读的,
and that was the verse we just read.
但哪里特别讲到哪一个形状,
and there is talking about this copy.
以后就讲到山上的样式,
and then talk about the pattern on the mountain.
让我们能够认识什么是山上的天上的形状,
so we can understand what is the copy from heaven.
什么是山上的, 神所指示的样式,
and what is the pattern that was in the mountain?
好让我们每一个人都能够知道,
so that we can all understand.
所以, 我就用这一个希伯来书第8章第5节,
so I want to use this verse from Hebrew chapter 8 verse 5.
这一个天上的形状,
that copy are in the heaven.
但是让我们不是在哪一个旧约的时代,
but we are not under the Old Testament.
我们今天每一个人都愿意跟随耶稣,
today we all want to follow Jesus.
我们也都愿意说侍奉耶稣,
and we all want to serve Lord Jesus.
我们既然信了他, 我们就要跟随他,
since we have believed him, then we are to follow him.
所以马可福音16章16节告诉我们说, 信而受洗的必然得救,
so in Mark chapter 16 verse 16 it says, whoever believes will be baptized and
will be saved.
Sometimes when we believe, we only believe halfway.
这里告诉我们说,死了以后,我们还要活出耶稣的生命,
and here it says, after we believe, we need to live out the life of Jesus.
我们怎么样可以活出主耶稣的生命?
How do we live the life of Jesus?
我们好像空空洞洞的,
it seems that it's very abstract.
主耶稣给我们讲的话, 都不是空洞的,
but the words that Jesus told us is not absolute.
他给门徒的教训, 每一句话都是可以实行出来的,
every word he gave his disciples, you can act on it.
所以他被钉在十字架上以前, 他就给门徒立了一个榜样,
so before he was nailed on the cross, he set an example for his disciples.
他也是给门徒, 条的新的命令。
And he also gave his disciples a new command.
所以这一个榜样就是耶稣为门徒洗脚。
And this example is our Lord Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
我们就看约翰福音第十三章。
So we can read from John chapter 13.
这里的榜样可以说是爱的榜样。
And this example is an example of love.
这是约翰福音第十三章第一节到第三节所告诉我们的。
This is mentioned in chapter 13, verse 1 to verse 3.
以后这一个榜样乃是一个谦卑的榜样。
And this example is an example of humbleness.
这就是第四节、第五节告诉我们的。
And that's in verse 4 to 5.
这一个榜样乃是一个救赎的榜样。
And this example is also an example of redemption.
这是第六节到十一节告诉我们的。
And that's from verse 6 to verse 11.
以后最后主耶稣告诉门徒说，你们若是去行就有福了。
And later on, our Lord Jesus told his disciples, if you go do it, then you will be blessed.
所以说这一个榜样乃是一个蒙福的榜样。
So this example is an example of blessing.
这是十二节到十七节。
That's from verse 12 to verse 14.
以后34节、35节就给门徒一条的新的命令。
Then verse 34 and 35, he gave a new command.
这一个命令乃是叫他们彼此相爱。
And the command is so that they can love one another.
我们刚刚读到罗马书第八章第28节到30节。
Earlier we read from Romans chapter 8 verse 28 to 30.
在这里又说效法那个基督效法儿子的榜样。
And here it mentioned that we are to conform to the likeness of the Son of God.
我们怎么样效法神儿子的榜样呢？
How do we conform to the likeness of his Son?
他乃是有一个样式。
And he had that one cup example.
他有一个像让我们能够看到。
There's an image so we can see it.
那就是主耶稣在约翰福音十三章给门徒洗脚，给我们一个天上的样式。
And then in John chapter 3, that Jesus washing the feet is giving us an example to follow.
我们年初的时候，我们今年有个主题。
In the beginning of this year, we have a theme.
那就是在哪一个地方？
And where is that at?
哥罗西书第二章第六节第七节。
That was in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
保罗就给哥罗西的教会的圣徒说。
Paul was telling the Christians in Colossae.
他说你们既然接受了主基督耶稣。
He says, since you have received our Lord Jesus Christ,
就当遵他而行,
then you should continue to live in him.
但是在他里面生根建造,
rooted and built up in him,
信心坚固,
strengthened in the faith,
正如所领受的教训,
as you were taught,
感谢的心也增长了,
with overflowing and with thankfulness.
这两节的圣经也是告诉我们说我们需要遵行主耶稣基督所吩咐的榜样。
And these two verses is telling us that we are to follow the examples of our Lord Jesus.
若是我们在他里面生根建造。
If we are rooted and built up in him.
我记得在年初的时候我们说到怎么样的生根。
And I remember talking about how we should be rooted in the beginning of the year.
我们乃是生根在溪水旁。
We are to be rooted by the streams of water.
我们乃是生根在耶稣基督的生命的里面。
We are to be rooted in the life of Jesus.
我们怎么样的建造？
How do we build?
我们乃是建造在耶稣基督的磐石的上面。
We are to build on the rock of our Lord Jesus.
若是我们能够坚固在他的所吩咐的事上。
If we can obey and hold firm to what he had commanded.
保罗在这里就说感谢的心就增长了。
And Paul said here that we will be overflowing with thankfulness.
我想一个感谢的人乃是一个喜乐的人。
And I think a thankful person will be a joyful person.
一个人懂得感谢这一个人是有福气的。
If a person knows how to thank, give thanks, then he's blessed.
这就是主耶稣告诉他的门徒说你们若是去行这就有福了。
That's what Jesus was saying, that you will be blessed if you go do it.
耶稣的许多的教训。
There are many teachings from Jesus.
在临死以前，他就记在这一个榜样的上面。
All his what he wanted to teach is concentrated on this example.
他的救赎的事情就立在那一个饼和杯的上面。
His redemption was represented in this bread and cup.
哎，我们的侍奉就立在他的那个为门徒洗脚的榜样的上面。
Our ministry will be focused on how he washed the feet of the disciples.
所以让我们回头看到这个榜样。乃是爱的榜样。
So can, we can turn back and look at this example, which is an example of love.
虽然门徒在哪一个地方争论到底谁伟大。
Even the disciples was quarreling with each other that who will be the greatest.
在人性的上面，人总是欢喜做大。
In our human nature, we always want to be the greatest.
我们不愿意做仆人，我们愿意做领袖。
We do not want to be a servant. We rather want to be a leader.
因此他们就争论说，哎，谁到底将来是要做大的？
So they were arguing who will be the greatest in the future.
但是我们的主耶稣，虽然他们在哪一个地方争论，他仍然的爱他们。
Even though they are arguing over there, our Lord Jesus still loved them.
所以使徒约翰就特别的讲到，他既爱属他的人。就爱他们到底。
So Apostle John especially mentioned that as he loved his own, he will love show them to the full extent of his love.
他这个时候知道他离世归父的时候到了。
Our Lord Jesus knows it's time for him to leave to go back to the Father.
在十二章二十七节说到他心中甚是忧伤忧愁。
In chapter 12, verse 27, it said that he was really troubled in his heart.
虽然他的心中充满了忧伤，但是他仍然的爱他的门徒。
Even though he was troubled in his heart, he still loved his disciples.
他在当中知道有一个门徒要卖他。
He knew that there was one of the disciples will betray him.
但是他仍然的爱他们到底。
But he still showed his love to the fullest extent.
他也知道父已将万有都交托给他。
He also knew that God had put all things under his control.
他是主。
He is Lord.
这许多乃是跟随的人。
All these are only followers.
虽然他离开世界。
Even though he's going to leave this world.
到父神的宝座上。
To go back to the throne of the God.
但是他仍然的爱他们。
But he still loved them.
而他面临到前面的十字架的痛苦。
He faced the cross that was in front of him.
但是他仍然的爱他们。
But he still loved them.
所以使徒约翰就特别讲到，他既然爱属他的人，他就爱他们到底。
So Apostle John mentioned that since he loved his What is his own, he will show his love to the fullest.
弟兄姊妹，我们在人间，我们爱是有限的。
Brother and sister, the love in this world is limited.
若是我们来到这位的主耶稣的面前，
But if we come to this Lord Jesus,
他既然爱我们，就爱我们到底。
Since he loves us, he will give us to the fullest love.
人间常常帮助人，就帮助一段的时间。
Sometimes when we help people in this world, we only help to a certain extent.
你要救人的，刚刚救出来就好了。
When we save someone, when we just take him out of trouble,
你若是救到底，你就麻烦了。
If you want to save him to the fullest extent, it will bring you trouble.
你若是爱人爱到底，也麻烦了。
If you love someone to the fullest extent, you'll be in
trouble. 但是我们的主耶稣，既然爱属他的人，就爱他们到底。
But our Lord Jesus, since he loved those who belong to him, He loved them to the fullest.
希伯来书第七章告诉我们说，他既然爱我们，就爱我们到底。
Also in Hebrews chapter 7, he said, "Now that he loves us, he will show his love to the fullest."
所以他所要立的榜样。
So the example he has set for us.
乃是爱的榜样。
It's an example of love.
第二个，我们看第四节、第五节。
Secondly, we look at verse 4 and 5.
他就离席站起来，脱了衣服。拿一条手巾索腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所说的手巾擦干。
So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
以后我们再看12节, 耶稣洗完了他们的脚, 就穿上衣服, 又坐下, 对他们说, 我向你们所做的, 你们明白吗?
Then in verse 12 he said, when he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them.
这个榜样, 乃是一个谦卑的榜样。
This example is an example of humility.
诶, 从来没有说主人去, 呃, 哪一个仆人洗脚。
Never was the master who was going to wash the feet of the servant.
从来没有一个老师给学生洗脚。
A teacher washing the feet of the student.
学生要为老师洗脚。
It was the student who was supposed to wash the feet of the teacher.
但是这一个 主人，这一个老师，他为门徒洗脚。
But this teacher, he washed the feet of his disciples.
这是当时的很普通的事情。
Washing the feet is something very common at that time.
我们最近看到阿富汗很多的那一个电视。
Lately, we saw a lot of TV on Afghanistan.
我就看到很多的沙漠。
And I see a lot of desert.
哪一个地方的人走路的时候是当时是穿着哪一个无底鞋。
And at that time, when they were walking, they would have shoes without the bottom.
我想他的脚下面的皮是很训练的很厚，磨得很厚。
I think the bottom of the feet has been trained to be, have a lot of
但是到了哪一个朋友的家里的时候，你不能够这样的沾沾就走进去。
When you reach a house or someone's house, you cannot just enter with dirt.
但是这个主人就预备水在门口。
So the host will prepare a jar of water.
若是有钱的家庭，他就有仆人。
Those who are rich will have a servant there.
他就替哪一个客人洗洗脚。
He will wash the feet of the guest.
他就可以进去。
Then he will be able to enter.
所以耶稣就用这一个榜样。
So Jesus used this example.
因为他的门徒都在哪一个地方争论说，到底谁做大？
Because the disciples was arguing who was the greatest.
将来谁要为谁洗脚？
Who will wash the feet for another in the future?
但是我们的主耶稣就站起来。
But our Lord Jesus stood up.
这个站起来离席站起来,
and he got up from the meal table.
这就是刚刚我们读的希伯来书第2章第6节告诉我们。
This is mentioned to us earlier from Hebrews chapter 2 verse 6.
他说他本有神的形象。
That's in Philippians chapter 2 verse 6. He had the likeness of God.
但是他不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
That, but he did not consider himself equality with God or something to be grasped.
临席站起来的时候就拿着一条的手巾说要。
So when he stood up and he used a towel and wrapped around his waist,
他就下了哪一个奴仆的形象。
So he became like a likeness of a servant.
他成了人的样式。
Become the likeness of human nature.
以后他就把水倒在盆里面。
And then he poured the water into the basin.
我们的主耶稣既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Since he had the human likeness, that he was obedient to death, even to the point of the cross.
他洗完了以后，他又穿上衣服，又坐下。
After he finished washing, he then put on his clothes and sat
down. 所以神就把他升高。
So God raised him up.
以后就让他成了万民之上的名。That
his name will be called above all names.
所以很多人就称他，称呼他为主。So
many will call upon him as Lord.
所以耶稣这一个榜样，就是那一个使徒保罗在腓立比第2章所讲的耶稣从天上降到地上，为我们。 钉在十字架上，成了我们的救赎。以后，他从死里复活，升到高天，如今坐在父神的右边。And
this example was described by Paul that how Jesus had become the likeness of man, that He will die on the cross, and then he will resurrected again, and then seated up on the right hand side of God.
这是初期教会所唱的诗歌。
This is a song that was sung in the early church.
他们就常常的唱，好让我们能够清楚的认识我们的主耶稣到底他是谁。
They sang this song so that we can clearly know this Lord Jesus, who he is.
他所成就的救赎。
The redemption that he had accomplished.
他不单是成就的这个救赎，也成了我们每一天生活的指引。
Not only he become a redemption for us, but also a guidance for us in our daily life.
也是可以说成了我们的标准。
Also becomes our standard.
也是成了我们的榜样。
And become our example.
而我想我们常常传福音的时候，常常遇见这样的难处。
Many times when we share the gospel, we have this problem.
我们常常就太强调我们接受主就得救了。
We emphasize on if we receive Christ, then we will be saved.
我不是说你不要接受主。
I'm not saying that you should not receive.
我们常常就讲了一半就够了。
But we only preached halfway, but that's enough.
我们好像一起祷告的时候说，哎，我愿意接受主耶稣，承认主耶稣做我的救主，做我的主。
And we will pray that we will receive Jesus as our Savior, as our Lord.
哎，我们就觉得这是一个门票，将来可以进入天堂的大门。
We found that this is a ticket that we can enter the gate of heaven.
哎，天使问我们说，你怎么样可以进来？
And the angel was asked, how can you enter?
你就回答说，我当时决志了。
And you will answer that I have made my decision.
我想这是一半的福音。
I think this is only half gospel.
主耶稣不但是叫我们得生命。
Not only our Lord give us life.
他不但是叫我们信他得了生命。
Not only we believe that we can have life.
他不但是叫我们信他的称义。
Not only that after we believe that we'll be justified.
他乃是要叫我们要活出哪一个生命。
That we also live that life.
他乃是要叫我们真正的称义乃是要成圣的生活。
The true justification is to have the sanctification.
我想这是今天教会软弱的地方。
And this is the weakness of the current church.
若是每一个基督徒真是能够把耶稣的生命耶稣的话行出来的时候。
If every Christian can live all the words mentioned in the Bible.
我想今天这里没有空位的。
Then there will be no empty seats here.
我们不是说我们去传福音不够。
Not that we have not shared the gospel enough.
因为我们的见证不够。
But our testimony is not enough.
所以主耶稣特别对愿意侍奉他的门徒。
So Lord Jesus especially talked to those who want to serve him.
他说我给你们一个榜样。
I give you an example.
你们若是去行就有喜乐了。
If you go do it, then you will be blessed.
哎呀，我们常常就有时候觉得我信了耶稣，还是这样的愁苦。
And sometimes we think we are still so sad after I receive Jesus.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我们没有抓住主的应许。
Because we have not hold on to the promise of our Lord.
神所给我们乃是一个喜乐的人生。
God gave us a life of joy.
乃是一个丰富的人生。
A life of abundance.
所以主耶稣应许我们说，我来了就让得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
So our Lord Jesus said, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly.
但是有多少的今天的基督徒乃是一个贫穷的基督徒。
Yet a lot of Christians live in poorness.
乃是一个忧愁的基督徒。
That's a sad question.
神不愿意我们忧愁。
God does not want us to be sad.
神不愿意我们丰富。
He does not want us to be rich either.
哎呀，我们真是感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们的弟兄真是有这样的心意。
Our brothers had this heart.
当我们礼拜五查经的时候。
When we was studying on Friday night.
弟兄就读到主耶稣就是生在马棚卧在马槽里。
That our Lord Jesus was born in the manger.
用布包起来
Wrapped with cloth.
放在马槽里
To be put in the manger.
哎呀，我们的弟兄就想到我们实在是太丰富了。
And our brother said that we are so abundant.
这个小孩子还没有生下来就为他预备床。
And when before the baby was born, we have the
bed already. 很多 baby shower 呢，什么都有。
After the baby shower, we have everything.
哎，我们弟兄就立下一个志向，说，哎呀，我不要为我的将来要生的小孩子预备什么床，预备什么衣服。
And my brother said that I don't want to prepare any bed or anything for the baby that was.
有一块布就够了。
Just a cloth.
我就赶快打开哥林多后书第九章。
And I quickly turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
我们的主耶稣为着我们的缘故成了贫穷。
Our Lord Jesus become poor for our sake.
但是他乃是要叫我们得着了丰富。
So that we can have richness.
我这里再说，我们信耶稣不是叫我们成了一个贫穷的人。
I say this again, we become Christians not that we're going to become poor.
不然不是叫我们成了一个愁苦的人。
Not to become sad.
他乃是乐意叫我们喜乐。
He wants us to be joyful.
他乃是乐意叫我们丰富。
He wants us to be rich.
所以我们常常要说 Hallelujah.
So we have to say always Hallelujah.
我们一起来一来的时候就要 Hallelujah.
When we all come together, we should say Hallelujah.
我们要站起来说 Hallelujah.
We need to stand up and say
我们要举手说 Hallelujah.
And lift our hand to say Hallelujah.
并且我们要唱 Hallelujah.
And we want to sing Hallelujah.
神要我们喜乐。
God wants us to be joyful.
神要我们赞美他。
God wants us to praise Him.
神要我们跟随主耶稣。
God wants us to follow Jesus.
要遵他的话而行。
To follow His command.
这样我们的感谢的心就增长了。
So the heart of thankfulness will
increase. 我不晓得从年初到年终。
So from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
我们有多少的事情要感谢神。
How many things we're supposed to thank God for?
但愿下个主日，我们可以大大的感谢神。
May next Sunday we can give thanks to God.
我们每一天每一天要更多的感谢神。
Every day, we can praise God.
每一年我们要更多的感谢神。
We need to thank God every year.
弟兄姊妹，我虽然现在年老发白。
Brother and sister, even though I'm old with white hair.
但是我觉得神的恩典是丰富的。
But I felt that the grace of God is abundant.
不要忧愁吃什么穿什么。
Do not worry about what you will eat and wear.
我不是说不要吃不要穿。
I'm not saying that you should not eat or wear.
不要为着吃什么而忧愁。
But not to worry about what we should eat.
为着穿什么而忧愁。
Or worry about what we should wear.
我们乃是要常常的赞美他。
We need to praise him.
他知道你我的需要。
He knows the needs of you and I.
但是他有个要求。
But he had one requirement.
他要我们好好的跟随他。
That we are to follow him.
活出他的榜样。
To live his life,
磨成他儿子的模样,
to become like his son,
好让我们得着了福气,
so that we can be blessed,
好让我们得着了喜乐,
so that we can have joy.
这是我插进来的一点的小插曲。
This is something I just want to put in here.
好，我们下去这个榜样乃是一个救赎的榜样。
Then we continue to look this example is example of redemption.
这个榜样不单是爱的榜样。
Not only is an example of love.
这个榜样不单是谦卑的榜样。
Now it's an example of humility.
但是在这里主耶稣所说的话乃是一个救赎的榜样。
That the words that our Lord Jesus has said is this example is the example.
让我们再继续看下去。
Let's continue to read on.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他是哀悼西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”
He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
第七节，耶稣回答说：“我所做的。”你如今不知道，后来必明白。
Verse 7, Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand."
这是第一次彼得和主耶稣的对话。
This is the first conversation between Peter and our Lord.
彼得也不好意思。
And Peter didn't feel right about it.
哀悼彼得。
So when it comes to his turn,
可能是彼得是最晚的一个。
Maybe he's the last one.
应当是彼得是第一个。
Supposedly Peter should be the first one.
或许是第一个。
Maybe he's the first one.
但是哀悼彼得的时候，彼得说：“主啊，你不能够洗我的脚。”
When it comes to Peter's turn, he said, "Lord, you cannot wash my feet."
我应当洗你的脚。
I should wash your feet.
现在你洗我的脚。
But now you're washing my feet.
我想在每一个家庭都有这个事情。
I think in all families, something like this will happen.
我想煮饭还没有什么事。
And cooking may not be important.
因为煮饭了以后就想着有人吃，蛮高兴的。
And after you cook, there's somebody to eat it, then you should be happy.
你吃完了以后，碗碟摆在桌子上，谁来洗碗？
And then after you finish the meal, all these plates on the table, who will wash those?
我想只有一个儿子或者女儿，哪一个人一定要去洗。
Either one of the daughter or one of the son have to go wash them.
若是有两个、三个，大家就说到底谁去洗碗？
But if there are two or more children, who will wash the dishes?
你想大家都推来推去的时候，谁来洗碗？
But everybody pushed that away, who will wash the dishes?
妈妈来洗碗。
It's the mother who will wash them.
我们也常常这样。
Similarly, we are like that.
彼得觉得，哎呀，你不能够洗我的脚。
And Peter felt that, oh no, you cannot wash my feet.
但是是一个属灵的母亲回答神的儿子，他说，我必须要洗你的脚。
But Jesus, the spiritual mother, said that I must wash your feet.
他说，你现在不明白，将来要明白。
He said, even though you don't understand now, you will understand the
我们多少的时候，神为我们所做的事情，
many times things that God has done for us that we do not understand.
但愿圣灵能够开我们的心窍，叫我们能够明白。
May the Holy Spirit open up our hearts so we can understand.
我们主的爱是何等的长阔高深。
The love of God is so wide and deep.
因着爱，他乐意。
For his love that he is willing to serve us.
因着他的爱，他乐意为你我舍命。
For his love say he is willing to die for us.
我们再看下去，第八节。
Let's continue to read on at verse 8.
彼得总是放弃讲话。
Peter always wants to talk.
彼得说，你原不可洗我的脚。
Say, no, you shall not wash my feet.
耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
哎呀，在这里耶稣不过是一个洗脚。
And here, the Jesus only washing the feet.
但是这个洗脚也是非常重要的。
But this washing the feet is very important.
哎，我们需要洗澡。
We need to take a shower.
哎，可能有的人那个冬天的时候，三天洗一次脚。
Maybe some in the winter time, you only take a bath in 3 days.
我们现在这里水很方便。
Here we have water. It's very convenient.
我想在阿富汗可能一个月洗一次脚。
In Afghanistan, maybe only take a bath once a month.
我年轻的时候听人从西藏回来就说，他们一生洗三次的脚澡。
When I was young, the people from Tibet said that in their life they only washed take a bath 3 times.
他说生下来洗一次。
That when they were born, they were washed once.
哎，他那个什么时候又洗？ 结婚的时候洗一次，
and then when they were married, they will wash and take another bath.
以后离开世界又洗一次。
Then before they leave the world, they will take another bath.
但是他天天要洗脸啊。
But then every day they will wash their face.
天天要洗手。
Every day they will wash their hands.
所以洗手洗脚也很重要。
So washing the hands and feet are important.
所以主耶稣就跟彼得说，我若是不洗你，你就与我无份。
So Jesus said, if I don't wash you, you have no part in me.
哎呀，你脸不洗，先难看。
If you don't wash your face, you become ugly.
但是彼得又有话讲了。
But then Peter had more to say.
他说，西门彼得说，主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。
Then Lord Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but also my hands and my head.
但是耶稣怎么说？
But what did Jesus say?
耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
He said, a person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet and his whole body is clean.
你们是干净的, 然而不都是干净的。
And you are clean, though not every one of you.
主耶稣这一句话乃是对个人说的。
This particular sentence is to speak to an individual.
但是也是对全体说的。
And also to the whole group.
我们个人需要常常的洗脚。
Individually, we need to wash our feet.
哎，我们的教会整体也是需要洗脚。
As a whole church, we also need to wash the feet.
但是主耶稣说，你洗过澡的人不要再洗。
And Lord Jesus said, after you take a bath, you don't need to take it again.
你只要把脚一洗就够了。
After you wash your feet, it's enough.
哎，对不起，我在这里又要用希腊文。
Here again, I'm sorry, I need to use the Greek again.
哎，这里两个洗不一样的。
The to wash is not the same word.
哪一个愿在那个字愿在洗全身的洗澡哪一个洗是洗全身的
The washing of the whole body is the wash for the whole body.
那个洗脚哪一个洗是只洗一部分
And the washing of the feet is only washing the partially.
是的希腊文的文法是非常的仔细的
So the Greek grammar is very
detailed. 我不是在这里提倡你们要读希腊文。
I'm not saying that you are all to study Greek.
时间花得太多了。
You spend a lot of time on it.
你看看一点参考书就够了。
Just read some references.
但是它是很仔细的。
But that's in very a lot of detail.
我们属灵上的字眼也是要很仔细的。
Our spiritual words need to be, we study in detail.
我们常常就说，哦，这个人得救了。
And many times we say, oh, this person is saved.
这个得救就得救了。
Save is just saved.
得救将来就上天堂了。
In the future, they will go to heaven.
但是等到哪一个临危的时候是很紧张的。
But then when they are about to die, then they become nervous.
我们需要非常的清楚。
We need to be very clear.
主耶稣给我们的救恩是有根有据的。
And this salvation given to us, there is a solid foundation.
他讲的每一句话每一个字都是有意义的。
The every word and every sentence had meaning.
我们需要得着了主耶稣宝血的洁净。
We need to have the cleansing from the blood of.
他一世的献上，他远远的有效。
He sacrificed at one time, but it's effective in the rest
of the life. 我们一次的洗澡，我们全身就干净。
We wash ourselves once, the whole body is then clean.
我们一次的来到主耶稣的面前，承认我们的罪，我们真的有愿意悔改的心，耶稣基督的宝血赦免我们的罪。
When we come to Jesus one time, willing to acknowledge our sin, and His blood will cleanse us.
而以后我们愿意与他同死同埋葬，与他同复活。
Then we're willing to die together with him, to bury with him, to rise again.
只一个洗是一次。
This washing is only one time.
所以受洗是非常重要的。
So that's why baptism is very important.
受洗也是非常有意义的。
And it's also very meaningful.
只一生只洗一次。
You only wash it once in
your
lifetime.
一生受一次的洗。
Only one baptism in your
lifetime. 不是说我明天犯罪又下地狱了，我再来认罪，再洗一次。
It's not like tomorrow I sin, then I confess, and then I want to be baptized one more time.
我们在这一个世界上，我们还是承认我们是人。
In this world, we are still human beings.
你不要想到冯弟兄很神圣。
Don't think about that. Reverend Feng is very holy.
我还是有喜怒哀乐。
And I will still have joy and sorrow.
所以，我在这个世界上走路的时候。我还是会受世界的灰尘的影响。
And I was walking on this world, I'll still be affected by the dust of this world.
我的衣服再干净，我的皮鞋擦得再亮。
Even though my clothes are still clean and my shoe will be shining.
我走过这个世界上的路程的时候，还是有很多的灰尘那个粘在我的鞋子上面。
After I walk on this world, I will still have a lot of dust that will be on my shoes.
但是我需要洗脚。
But then I need to wash my feet.
我虽然有我的软弱。
Even though I have my weakness.
虽然有我的缺陷。
Even though I have shortcoming.
我也有很多的亏欠。
I have a lot of falling short.
但是有一件事情我仍然可以来到主的面前。
But there's one thing I can always come back to God.
我若是承认我的罪。
If I confess my sin.
神是信实的，是公义的。
He's faithful and just.
他必要赦免我的罪。
He will forgive our sin.
除去我的不义。
And cleanse away our unrighteousness.
但是我必须一个忧伤痛悔的心。
But I must have this contrite heart.
我必须有一个愿意改过的心。
A heart to repent.
但是我仍然要受我犯罪的结果。
But I still need to face the consequence of my sin.
但是感谢神，他的恩典还是够我用的。
But thank God, His grace is sufficient for me.
所以耶稣就给彼得说。
So Jesus told Peter,
你不要再去洗澡。
You don't have to take the bath again.
你只要把脚洗一洗就够了。
All you have to do is just wash your feet.
彼得不明白。
Peter did not understand.
主耶稣告诉这一个救赎的恩典。
Jesus told him about this salvation, the grace of salvation.
我们的主耶稣的恩典不是在一次。
The grace of salvation is just one time.
他的恩典乃是在不断的给我们。
His grace of salvation is continual.
我们来到他的面前仍然靠着他的宝血。
When we come to him, we still depend on his blood.
他给我们的榜样。
He gave us an example.
他为门徒洗脚。
He washed the feet of the disciples.
这一个榜样乃是爱的榜样。
This example is love.
这一个榜样乃是一个谦卑的榜样。
An example of humility.
这一个榜样乃是一个救赎的榜样。
And an example of redemption.
他不单是曾经救了我们。
Not only he saved us before.
如今仍然的要救我们。
Today he continued to save us.
他不单成就赦免我们一切的罪过。
Not only he forgive all our sins.
如今我们有小小的罪, 他也要接近我们。
Even we have this little sin with us, he will continue to cleanse us.
他让我们能够成了圣洁。
So that we can become holy.
因为彼得说, 哪一个主是招我们是圣洁的, 所以你们也要圣洁。
He said, the one who calls us holy, so you are to be holy.
我想彼得印象是特别深。
I think Peter had very deep impression.
所以当他写彼得前书的时候, 特别说到圣洁。
So when he was writing First Peter, he specifically talked about holiness.
他特别说到谦卑。
He talked about humility.
若是我们谦卑, 神就把我们升高。
If we humble ourselves, God will exalt us.
让我们, 虽然是丰富的,
even though we have a lot of things,
虽然我们是喜乐的人生,
even though we are, have a joyful life,
但是我们仍然的愿意伏在神的面前,
but we are willing to bow down before God.
我们愿意谦卑在众圣徒的面前,
we are willing to humble before our brotherly saints.
我们能够彼此的服侍,
so that we can serve one another.
这个彼此的洗脚,
to wash one another's feet.
我想每一个人都有每一个人的长处。
And every person has their strength.
每一个人都有每一个人的短处。
And also their shortcoming.
我记得有一位的非常有经历的, 前面的传道人, 就常常说, 我们都是荆棘。
I remember a famous preacher said that we are all thorns, 荆棘?
Yeah. Okay. 我们常常挤来挤去,
that we are crowding each other.
我们刺来刺去,
and then pointing at each other.
你刺我, 我刺你,
I'll pierce you and you pierce me.
但是主耶稣给我们这里来是说到要彼此的服侍。
And here Jesus, Lord Jesus tells us that we are to serve one another.
以后就给我们一条新的命令。
Then he gives us a new command.
这一条的新命令乃是要我们彼此的相爱。
This new command is that we love one another.
我想, 只有神的爱是无条件的。
Only God's love is without condition.
他爱我们是爱我们到底。
He loves us and gives love us to the fullest extent.
但是耶稣说, 耶稣并没有说, 我, 你爱人, 是无条件的。
But Jesus did not say you need to love unconditionally.
他给我们说要彼此的相爱。
But that we are to love one another.
我爱你, 你爱我。
You love him and he loves you.
一个人没有绝对的。
There's no absolute.
没有办法爱到底。
We cannot love to the fullest extent.
我们需要彼此的相爱。
We need to love one another.
但是这个爱的根源,
but the source of this love,
这一个爱的标准,
and the standard of this love,
乃是主耶稣。
Is our Lord Jesus.
他说, 我怎样爱你们,
he said, how I have loved you,
你们也要怎样的彼此相爱。
You are to love one another.
但愿我们在这今年的年终的时候,
may this at the end of this year,
我们真的能够抓住主耶稣的应许,
that we can hold on to the promise of our Lord Jesus,
好让我们明年开始的时候, 我们能够彼此的服侍, 彼此的相爱。
That in the beginning of next year, we can serve one another and love one another.
在这里, 主耶稣一个应许,
here there is a promise for us from
你们就有福了,
then you will be blessed.
你们是一个蒙福的人生,
then you have a blessed life.
你们也是一个喜乐的人生,
and a life of joy.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
恩主, 恩主, 我们感谢你。
Gracious Lord, we thank you.
你不单是把 我们所看不见的神表明出来。
Not only you have revealed the invisible God to us.
主啊，你也是把你的话告诉我们。
That you also give us your words.
主啊，你不单是单单把你的话告诉我们。
Not only you give us your word,
你自己也亲身成了我们的榜样。
That you have become an example for us.
我们谢谢主，你成了我们的救赎。
Thank you, Lord, you have become our redemption.
也成了我们的榜样。
To become our example.
不单我们可以接受你做我们的救主。
Not only we can receive you as our savior.
我们也可以跟随你做你的学生。
That we can follow you to become your student.
但愿圣灵把你的话再一次的解明在每一个人的心中。
May your Holy Spirit will explain the words in everyone's heart.
叫我们真正能够成了你的见证。
That we can become a testimony for you.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的。
And that is in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.